Good morning, everybody. It's time for our weekly service, and we trust that you're all well and that you're spending more time with God and your family during this lockdown than ever before. Now is the time to get closer to God and your family. Is it not amazing that people who never had time to attend church now all of a sudden want to go to church? All through the world, people are attending church services online. For example, Pastor Robert, whose services I listen to every week, his church usually has about 35,000 people at their various campuses. And since the first week of the lockdown, their online church had over 200,000 people who were listening in. So we're surely living in amazing times and God has ordained. And we're really looking forward to what God is going to do through the church during this time. Corona is not the end. It's only the beginning of something amazing that God is doing. As I start my message today, I want to ask everyone hearing this message, where is your King? Where is your God? Let us pray. Father, we just want to worship you this evening, this morning, Lord. We want to praise and honor you, Lord. We want to magnify your wonderful and holy name, and we want to say, you are our God, you are our King, and we just pray that you just draw near to us in this time and just be with us and help us and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, as we hear this message, may it speak to our hearts. May we apply this word in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. So as I said before we prayed, where is your God or where is your King? I just want to encourage everyone that's hearing this message today to take courage and to lift your eyes and prayers to God, who is willing and able to rescue us from the situation with the coronavirus and any other virus or any other issue. Please take time to pray and ask God to help you and your family. As Suzette always reminds me, we must pray the solution and not the problem. So look for a way that you can pray in faith and not in fear. Did you know that there's a virus far worse than the coronavirus? And that virus is called fear. Yes, we all know that fear is so contagious and it makes us to do things out of character, things which we would normally not do. Just look at what people were doing a couple of days ago at the supermarkets all over South Africa, buying up all the supplies they thought they would run out of. And in the last days, most people stocked up even on alcohol, like last Thursday. And no one ever thought about cigarettes. And now many people, about 11 million South Africans, have only a few days of cigarettes left or have run out. So what is fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. In other words, something that is causing you to act in a way that is not normal, like the fake news or by believing a lie. I want you to ask, who is behind all these lies? And the truth is, it's Satan. According to Jesus, John 8:44, Satan is the father of all lies, and he cannot tell the truth. And I want to encourage you to always act in faith. Why? Because God always rewards our faith, according to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Do not act in fear, but rather think of what the solution is to your problem. Find the scripture that agrees with that solution, and start to pray that solution according to the scripture. So in our case, don't pray, God, you know how the people are dying like flies, and if you don't intervene. No, that's not how we must pray. Rather pray, God, I trust in you to deliver our country from the effects of the coronavirus. I believe that your word says that I need to say you are my redeemer and to acknowledge your name. So I declare according to Psalm 91 verse 9 and 10, if you say the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, that no harm will overtake me. No disaster will come near my tent or my home. So I choose to believe in you and your word, and therefore I say, you, God, are my refuge, and I make you my dwelling, and I come under your protection. And I bring South Africa and the rest of the world under your protection. I ask you to rescue us and to save us from all sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you see the difference in the prayer? Many of us thought that our prayers were making us more fearful than us being in faith. So watch what you pray and make sure it lines up with the Word of God. Today, people all over the world are celebrating Palm Sunday. The Jewish people had been waiting and searching for their Messiah for years. And here was Jesus performing all the miracles and fulfilling every scripture, every prophecy about the Messiah right before their eyes. Yet, and it so amazes me that they refused to believe that Jesus was their Messiah until he came into Jerusalem on a donkey. And for a moment in time, they realized that their Messiah was right there before their eyes. Today, churches all across the world are celebrating Palm Sunday. You might ask, what is Palm Sunday? Is it not a Roman Catholic celebration? No, the answer is, it's during Palm Sunday, which is usually a week before Resurrection Sunday, so next weekend is Easter, we celebrate the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. As I said before, this was a day when the Israelites for a moment realized that their some Messiah had come, and they shouted and praised and shouted, Hosanna, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and laid palm branches on the ground. Hence we call this Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday starts the week of Jesus' Passion, or the Passion of Christ. These are the things that Jesus did before being crucified, dying and then raising again the following Sunday, or as we know it, Easter or Passover. Some of the things that will happen in this week and which Jesus did in the final week: Jesus goes to the temple and overturns the money changers' tables. Mary anoints Jesus' head with oil and washes his feet with her tears and wipes his feet with her hair. The Last Supper will take place when Jesus has the last meal with his disciples. He first washes their feet, eats the meal with them, and then institutes communion. Jesus is arrested and goes on trial. Jesus is arrested at Gethsemane and taken to be judged by the Jewish leaders, and then taken to Pontius Pilate, where Jesus is sentenced to death on a cross. Jesus will be beaten, bruised, spat upon, mocked, had a crown of thorns pressed into his skull, and whipped. Peter will deny Jesus three times in this week, actually in one day. The crucifixion and Jesus' death. Jesus is led out of Jerusalem carrying his own cross and nailed to that cross and dies for the sin of all mankind, all in this week. The resurrection of Jesus, he rises on the Sunday, on the first day of the week, and that's what we're going to be celebrating this week. And I just want you to turn your focus on to Jesus. So let us read John's account of this first Palm Sunday as found in John 12, verse 12 to 5. There's a parallel passage that's also found in Luke 19, 28 to 44, but we're reading the one in John. It says, verse 12, the next day, the great crowd that had come from the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. People were so excited and celebrated Jesus fulfilling the prophecy right in their midst, and they took palm branches and waved them and sang, Hosanna, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Did you know that Hosanna means save us or rescue us? So when they were saying Hosanna to Jesus, they were asking him to rescue him, for Jesus to rescue them. So when the residents of Jerusalem cried Hosanna, they were actually asking Jesus to save them or rescue them from the Roman oppression, when in fact we know that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem to die on a cross and rescue all of humanity of their sin. I'm always amazed at how the Israelites saw, heard of all the miracles that Jesus did, and yet still did not believe he was their Messiah. And that in less than a week, this jubilant crowd who asked Jesus to save and rescue them, who cried Hosanna, they would cry, crucify him. And the reason is that they believed people, and that they were in fear of the Roman army, and did not believe that Jesus was their Messiah, and especially not that he was Emmanuel, or God with us, which was prophesied in Isaiah 7:14 and fulfilled in Matthew 1:23. In this passage, there are three prophecies about the Messiah that are being fulfilled in their midst. As they're looking at Jesus, these three things are being fulfilled. and they are unaware that this is truly the Messiah standing before them, riding on a young donkey. The first prophecy was Hosanna, save, rescue us, prophesied in Psalm 118, verse 25. Lord, save us, or Hosanna, and is fulfilled in this passage in John 12, 13. Next is, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, prophesied in Psalm 118, 25 to 26, and again, fulfilled in John 12, 13. Jesus riding on a foal, a young donkey, prophesied in Zechariah 9, 9, and again, fulfilled in this passage in John 12, 14. So, here is Jesus fulfilling at least three prophecies in the midst of these people. And the Pharisees, what do? They know the law and they know all about the prophets, but they fail to see the significance, or they do not think that Jesus is their Messiah. And they ask him to quieten the people down. Luke 19, verse 39 to 40. However, Jesus replies that if the people stop praising him, that the rocks would sing the praises, because I believe that the whole of creation was awaiting for this day. And after all, it signifies the start of the crucifixion week, which would culminate in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ in a bodily form, and thus be the victory that God promised Adam and Eve in Genesis 3, verse 15. He will crush your heel and you will strike his head. So what is God saying to us? I read and explained to you the scriptural accounts of Palm Sunday, and I have given you some background, but what is the significance of these truths in the light of our present circumstances? What is God saying to us today at this Palm Sunday? The first thing that stood out to me was the word Hosanna. Jesus, save us or rescue us. And I believe this is our cry today, and the cry of the whole world for God to save us and to rescue us once more, both from our sins, but also from the coronavirus we are facing. During this period of isolation, God gave me a word to stand on. It's 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Or in my notes it says, for the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. And I truly believe this is for everyone. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but for us to act out of God's power, according to Romans 1:16, in love, according to John 13:34-35, and with a sound, disciplined life or renewed mind, according to Romans 12:2. And the mind or the thinking of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, and including this faith in him and his word, James 2:17 and Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 6. All these verses are at the bottom of my notes, so please go and read them. Lastly, while I was preparing this message, one part of Jesus' triumphant entry that stood out to me was the words of Jesus to the people of Jerusalem in John 12:15. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It says, do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on the donkey colt. I just want to say to everyone listening to this message, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of coronavirus. Do not be afraid of the things that we are seeing around us. I believe that God is saying to us through this message of Jesus' triumphant entry, not to fear. Not to fear the coronavirus, not to fear anything. God knows how to rescue us and to save us. All we need to say is, God Hosanna, God save us, God rescue us. And I really believe that's a word for the church today. Why can I be so confident we should stop being afraid? Because in the days after Jesus said this, he would fulfill another particular prophecy in Isaiah 53 verse 5, which says, by his stripes we were healed. And he not only saved and rescued us from our sins, but also from our sicknesses and our diseases. The very lashes that Jesus received, and there were 39 lashes that he was beaten with, or beaten. Each lash was for our complete and total healing. And so we do not have to fear or be afraid of anything, including the coronavirus, and any other sickness, disease, including sin, which has been totally defeated at the cross of Calvary. All we need to say today is, Hosanna, Jesus, save, rescue us, and he will And truth be told, he already has saved and rescued you from it. We have to believe and put our faith in God, his word, his son Jesus, who has rescued and saved us already at Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. I want to encourage you to run to God during this time. Let us come boldly without fear to the cross and receive the mercy, the healing, the forgiveness, and to be saved, rescued, Hosanna, whatever you may need in this time of your need, come boldly to God according to Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I want to encourage you to be bold, to act in faith and the power of God's word, using sound judgment and allowing the word of God to change you and to change the way you think during this time. Stop listening to the world and the lies the devil is telling you. Raise up in faith in God's and in his word. God is far greater than Satan and all his evil horde. And Jesus came to set the captives free. Captives of sin, but also captives of fear and sickness and captives of fear and sickness. And he has already freed us from them. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Jesus has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Don't let fear hold you into slavery. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, gave us the freedom and the liberty to live above all fear, to live above all sin, to live above all sickness and disease, and to live a life of faith in God and in his word. On this Palm Sunday, and this period of Easter, may we never forget that Jesus Christ died for our sin, that Jesus Christ died for our healing, that he took away all fear and saved and rescued us, Hosanna, by giving us forgiveness of sin and righteousness, right standing with God. Now we have the privilege to be in God's presence, and in God's presence there is always fullness of joy, according to Psalm 16 verse 11. And we have been rescued and saved from all sin and sickness. Hosanna, hallelujah. I want to close this meeting by reading Psalm 16. You start at verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, thou art the excellent one is in whom all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after other gods. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart will always instruct me in the night season. I've set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol or hell. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Let us come together, get your communion emblems together. I just had to quickly get mine. Let's take communion. The Bible says we must always examine our heart before we take communion. So let's just take a minute just to examine our hearts. Father God, we come to you through communion. It's a covenant that's in Jesus' blood and in his body, thing that Jesus instituted at the Last Supper and which he told us to do in remembrance of him. And so in this Palm Sunday and in this Passion Week, as we come up to Easter, we want to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. Father, we see this emblem of the bread, which is the body of Jesus Christ, that was broken, that was shed for us, and that was given for us. Jesus suffered in his body so that we might have freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from disease. And so in faith we partake of the bread. Let's partake. And Lord, we thank you for your blood. Your blood gives us access to the very throne room of God. Your blood washes us and cleanses us from all sin. Your blood gives us healing. Your blood gives us restoration. Your blood gives us covering. As the Israelis covered the posts in the Passover, so you cover us in this time of our need, Lord. In this corona time, Lord, you cover our homes, that no coronavirus will come near our home, that you protect us and it will pass over our homes in Jesus' name. Let's partake. Father God, you know every need we have even before we realize we need it. I pray that you will show forth your glorious power in our lives. And please, Father, we ask you for a solution to this coronavirus that has affected people throughout the world, and especially in South Africa and Malawi and the rest of Africa. I pray that you will have mercy on us and heal our land. Lord, I declare you are God, and we repent of often forgetting this fact. But now we also repent of all our sins, and especially the sin of neglecting our relationship with you. We repent on behalf of the nations of this world, including our beloved South Africa and Africa, and that we in the world have forgotten you. Instead of running to you, we've run away from you. And right now we choose to run to you, to make you Lord of our lives. And we give you full control of our lives. We come under your protection according to Psalm 91. We say that you, God, are our refuge. And we will run to you for our solutions and to the issues we face. Lord, we ask that you renew our minds and the way we think to come in line with your way of thinking and your word. And we choose you above all else, and we will serve you all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father, that you hear our prayers. Thank you, Father, that you will heal our land and the nations of the world from this virus. Thank you that you'll save and rescue us, that we declare that you, God, are greater than anything we face in this world, and we choose to make you Lord of our lives. Lord, bless us. Lord, protect us. Lord, bring us love, joy, and peace. Lord, make us content. Thank you, Lord, for saving, rescuing us. Hosanna. We trust in you and your word. Amen. God bless you all. Have a lovely week. And please keep up to date with us. Say hello to us on WhatsApp, or send us personal WhatsApp messages, or you're welcome to phone. And God bless you. God protect you. May his face shine upon you and bring you both health, peace, and healing in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.